FCUM Radio.
FC Music United.
We're building something here, Detective. We're building it from scratch. All the pieces matter.
You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And this is the sound of Stevie Wonder on the Shindig Breakfast Show. What was your comment, Ben?
What was that bit?
Oh!
What was he thinking?
People like me and you, yeah! Who know the way through? You know it's true?
What were you saying?
What was he thinking?
He was thinking, Ben, you know what? I'm going to write a song about birthdays. Going to make people happy. For five and a half minutes. And one day a guy will play on a breakfast show not realising it's 5.5 minutes. And he'll keep waiting for the chorus. No one getting there. Everybody together. Happy birthday. DJ.
Change in the morning.
Oh, you gotta love a key change in the morning. I don't really know how much to play of it. Have I made the point yet?
I think you made the point.
What is the point, Ben?
It's our birthday!
It's our birthday! Happy birthday, everybody! It's the FCUM Radio's 10th birthday. And why should we start a show any different than we have done for the last, well, not 10 years, because we've not been on the air for 10 years, but let's just
say 6 years.
For ease of conversation this morning, I'm going to reference everything as being 10 years old, all right? Ben, happy 10th birthday. You're looking very poorly for your age. what song should I sing? What song would be apt? Happy birthday to you. You see, you got some friends. You're going about town. You're singing the song. Because it's your birthday. Sure, you're listening to Shindig Breakfast Show on FCUM Radio. And we're 10 years old. Happy birthday.
Yay!
Happy birthday, everybody. Happy bloody birthday. In fact, let's stop playing the bugle call rag and get straight into happy birthday. Found this earlier. It's a close call between this and Stevie Wonder. Ben, what's coming up in the show?
Well, Marv, we've got all the usual favourites. We've got the birthday pick of the
that's
week.
That's right.
We've got the birthday song that's just played wrong.
So glad you're
we've
on board.
We just played it.
Yeah.
We've got the birthday quiz.
That's right.
We've got the birthday buffet.
Uh-huh.
And we are live, people, live from a car park in Birthday Town.
Are there some kind of contact details, Ben?
Birthday@birthday.com. And you can also tweet us at birthday.
I don't think anyone will have used the hashtag birthday yet, so we could probably start using that.
Yeah,
hashtag birthday. Seriously, Ben, what are the contact details? Because there's going to be thousands of people waiting to send us happy birthday messages.
Ben and Marv at fcumradio.co.uk. Or you can tweet us at fcumradio.
Oh, God, this is also 2.5 minutes long. Why are all the songs so long this morning? I'm not going to celebrate the birthday all the show. We're going to have some parts of normality. Like, we will be talking about The Apprentice and what an absolute horror show of a program that's become. Good grief. Literally no reasons left to watch it, and yet I still am. That's television. That's how they get you at the BBC. Anyway, it is our birthday, Ben.
Yeah.
And that's it. So,
well, the thing is, Marv,
first of all, Ben,
it's crept up on us.
We've known about it for at least 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, let me ask you this. What have you done? Oh, How has your week been, Ben?
Well, Marv, it all started off at Stalybridge Celtic, the old gaff at Bower Fold there. The unicorn on the hill didn't make an appearance, but 3 points certainly made an appearance for FC United. It was cracking. Sam Baird played a 10-year-old child, played it at centre-back, and he impressed Marv. In fact, he's better than every defender we've had at the club this season. Everyone looked at him and went, is he really 10? I think he might be 10 years old. And he was cracking.
He was 10, we're 10, everybody's 10, Ben, yeah.
So that was Saturday, so good effort. Then on Sunday, nothing happened on Sunday.
Right.
I don't think anything happened on Sunday. The most important thing, though, happened on...
Family time, Ben?
Oh, yeah, I walked around.
Walked around, like the previous Sunday, just walked around.
And then on Tuesday, Marv, I went to Gorton.
Oh.
Yes.
How was Gorton? Did you go to the monastery?
No, I went to Abbey Hay Football Club.
Is that as nice as the monastery? Of all the places for there to be a really nice monastery.
Well,
Gorton.
Gorton. The monastery was there before Gorton was, I think.
I mean, the only two things I like from Gorton are the monastery and Mike Norton.
Mike Norton, yeah, I was going to say. So I went to Gorton and FC United got through to the semi-finals, Marv, of the Manchester Premier Cup.
Ooh.
We're in it to win it, Marv. We're in it to win it.
Well, and so you know is everybody. What?
Yeah, no, but we really are in it to win it.
Oh, we're going so is everybody.
We're going all the way to Wembley.
Is the final at Wembley?
The Manchester equivalent.
Which is?
Ewan Fields, probably, or Edgeley Park, I could imagine.
Edgeley Park's lovely at that time of year, Ben. It's an absolute delight.
Yes, it's true. And then on Wednesday, did nothing. Thursday, did loads of interviews. Friday, panicked about doing loads of interviews and trying to squeeze them all into one-hour show.
Ooh, talk about squeezing it in, Ben. You took Saturday and Sunday took you up to about 1 minute 50 of that, and you did the rest of the week in the last 15 seconds of the song.
It's my life.
It's my life. It's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. Bit of Bon Jovi for the morning.
Thank you. Mm. Oh, so, Marv.
Why are you so surprised every week? We do this all the time.
Because I always edit your bit out of the podcast.
Why?
Because it's always about some corporate gumph. It's just...
Why'd you edit that out? I'm educating the masses, Ben. If people listen to enough of this program, they can get a Prince 2 Foundation qualification without paying the $2,000 for the course. It's a public service.
Marv, let me ask you a question, speaking of public services.
What's that, mate?
Marv, tell us.
What?
What have you been doing this week?
Well, Ben, I've had a very big week. I've had a lovely time. On Sunday, Ben, I didn't do anything on Saturday. I just slept through the entire day. On Sunday, I decided to start a Bon Jovi tribute band, Ben. As you know, I've always been a big fan of Bon Jovi and always fantasized around calling Bon John Bovi on the radio, which I've now successfully done. And we're going to start all of our songs with that same joke. And it's something very exciting. On Monday, decided to bring a close to the Bon John Bovi band because it was becoming too difficult to say, it's clearly become apparent. And it decided to start a Carpenters band. Wednesday realised not really a big fan of the Carpenters and only knew
about four
that
songs.
One, close to
Postman.
Close to Postman. Wednesday, a completely new outlook on the world. Just you know, really kind of took a moment just to look at my life and think about what's going on and realise that. Going to start another new band, Ben. So this one, I thought I'm going to go with a Korn tribute act.
Right.
So went out, bought a mask, Ben. Bought a guitar. Bought another guitar, Ben. Kept buying guitars. Suddenly had no guitars left because I had to sell them all to maintain the studio. Oh, quite the week, Ben. Thursday finally clicked. Madness, I thought. Madness. Well, that's what the world needs, a Madness tribute band. And of course,
Badness.
What do you call a rubbish Madness tribute band? You call it Badness, Ben. That's right. So, I have started the first ever rubbish Madness tribute band. We've got Boogie Trousers, House of Whatever, Nightboat to York, and my name is Michael Keegan. I work with a guy called Michael Keegan, but he doesn't know me. I kind of like I'm a colleague of his. I've never met him.
He's from the evening news, isn't he?
Oh,
Mike,
let's
Keegan.
Go with that one. That's a better one. Let's go with that guy.
Can I fashion update? Obviously, the last time we last week was a bit of a dark show, and we have to remember the week before Marv was in optimistic mood. That's why he came to the studio dressed as Mumford and Sons. This week, Marv's gone for, you know, you're slowly morphing into. Ever so slightly.
I'm just basically the same as I was last week. Different shirt and tie.
You know the guy from The Inbetweeners, the one who wears glasses? What's his name?
Will.
Will. You're morphing into Will.
I'm so old, Ben, compared to Will from The Inbetweeners.
Surely,
if anything, I should be regressing.
Just, you know, at some point you're going to meet in the middle.
It's an exciting thing. It is an exciting thing, isn't
yes,
it?
Absolutely. Yes,
absolutely. Yeah.
So it's our 10th birthday, everyone.
Yay!
And that can only mean one thing, and that's to see what's on Bully's special.
Oh, right. Okay. Prize. Let's have a quick look around at things. Just try and get a bit of inspiration. The weather.
No. Just volunteers. Previous volunteers.
You mean list previous volunteers just...
In a countdown format. In a bullseye format.
Just off the cuff like that.
Yeah.
Just reeling them away. Despite my memory problems. This is basically bullying. All right. Well, it's our 10th birthday. Let's see what's in the 10th birthday special prize gallery. Yeah. In one! No one ever listened, but we all loved him. It's Matt Nixon's Jazz Hour! In two, he hung around for years and we're not sure why. It's Stuart James and the Roost. In three, bringing the funk, bringing the soul, bringing something else I don't know. It's Vinton. In four,
I like to play James.
It's Stephen Woods, Northern Lights. In five, it's Doe's mate. Snowy's mate. You know, the guy, the accountant, Stevie D. In six. Six, I don't know. Rocking John Croyle on his boat. Bully special prize, that boat. Absolutely ridiculous.
Again!
Get it right, Marv. Right, now.
I'd love to win Rocking John Croyle's boat.
Oh, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you just laugh?
With Rocking John Croyle on it.
Bloody love that. Absolutely bloody
You're
love
coming on with me, John.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And nothing says radio birthdays like a celebrity with a birthday message. So, with that in mind, here's Carrie Fisher.
Happy birthday, FCUM Radio! I'm Carrie Fisher!
I had to play it again! It's the most ridiculous thing ever!
We didn't really address it last week, Ben. That is crackers. That's the kind of thing that you should be saying. When I play that to you, go, Marv, I think we've reached a point. I think we have to stop now, Marv. FCUM Radio, bringing you frustratingly live coverage of every FC game since 2006.
Your thing's going.
Yeah, it's a surprise that that's still playing. I didn't realise that's on.
What
an opening to the show!
If you listen,
Pete, why haven't you been in touch? Why is there no email from Pete, Ben? I was expecting a birthday
He's got the DTs, he said. It's going to take him at least 4 years to get over it.
4 years to get an email from him?
Just to say, it is Saturday if you're listening to us.
On Saturday. This is absolutely ridiculous.
And at 2:30 today will be FC Live, FC United of Manchester against Nuneaton Town. Welcome, everyone, to the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCUM Radio.
Stevie Wonder. Happy birthday. Don't know if it's his birthday, actually. So probably shouldn't make that joke.
Do you want me to...
Don't want you to what?
Just say something?
Have you got something to say, or are you just going to fill
I
time
I do that, but then I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, shall I start?
Yeah, you go for
it.
All
right, I'll start then. You got...
Oh, wait. No, you go.
You got in touch about 2 days ago.
I did.
And said, Marv, could you make something using the about section of the... of the website.
Yes.
And I'd already, like the week before, I'd already looked at it and thought, oh, I know that's something that you're going to want. And I hadn't come up with anything, which is what led to all those ridiculous celebrity birthday messages. And remember the sobbing one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of representative of how I was feeling, Ben, because I had no ideas.
Well, no, we
you laughed it off last week and that hurt.
We said about 3 weeks ago that would be a funny advert. I've actually recorded it. It's on a podcast.
It's on one of the podcasts, yeah. Did it turn out to be funny? Haunting, I thought.
Yeah, more
frightening. Tragic. Yeah, tragic. That's a great word for it, Ben. Thank you. Yeah, you said that 2 nights ago about coming up with something, and I said to you, what are you talking about, like a short advert or a long advert? And you said, a long one, I think. A long one. Mm. I took from like that, Ben.
Something that builds
and all that kind of stuff. Now, I need to be very clear from the off. This doesn't build.
Oh.
I've done two.
Oh.
One.
Does that build?
One is a guaranteed winner with you, and you are going to bloody love it. There is no doubt in my mind, Ben, that it's an absolute hit.
You said that about the Budgie song, though, didn't you?
True. The first one, Ben, is my Budgie song.
Well, I didn't like the Budgie song.
I'm worried that you're going to think it's a bit much.
Oh. Good.
Thank you. Everyone just tapping their... Just tapping the iPhone. Is that still?
Yeah, they're still there.
Yeah, they're fine. Just a dramatic pause, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, because like I was reading all this stuff and just kind of getting a little bit into it and kind of going about, it's like the stuff that's happened in the last 10 years is really cool.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, there's actually a lot of people that kind of should be recognised. And I didn't want to get into a list thing. So I kind of categorised into groups of people. And I've said a few thanks. And it's a nice advert, Ben. This is a nice advert.
You've not forgot Mike and Paul.
We're fine.
Good.
I've categorised them, Ben.
As?
The old, the current, and the future. I've not, but that would have been a great idea, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would have.
I shouldn't have said old. Experienced.
No, experienced.
Yeah, that's what the polite thing to do is, isn't it?
Although Paul's getting younger. Every time I see him on Facebook, he's...
Well, that's because he skis all the time. We can all get younger if we're covered in snow. Ridiculous thing to say, Marv. Thank you, Marv. Right, would you like to hear the advert?
Yes.
Here we go.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Hello, you. Listener, dear sweet listener, without whom none of this would mean anything. It's an easy thing to say that, but less easy to really mean it. 10 years ago, some enthusiastic fools arrived at Salford with just a big bag of wires and a phone, and somehow, despite the year being only 2006, these legends of broadcasting took FCUM Radio to the air for the first time, and now, here we are, 10 years later. Sven-Göran Eriksson was in charge of England 10 years ago. Richard Hammond nearly died 10 years ago. And did you know that on the same day this station launched in 2006, the first modern, solely Gaelic medium school to offer secondary education was opened at Woodside in Glasgow? I'm not even kidding. But the point is that it is 10 years later, and you're all still listening. And you're even growing in number. It's been a sensational run, and we'd like to just officially thank a few fine folk. Thanks to the guys that got this all started. Without you, we wouldn't be here. To every single one of our 100 plus volunteers that we've had over the years, who've just been incredible, producing honestly such high quality content for such little recognition. The variety, the eccentricity, the genuinely magical commentaries. Without you, we wouldn't be here right now. To our listeners and any donators that we've had, to our armchair army, thank you. Just thank you. The money you've donated has meant that we've been able to pay all of our bills over the years. And that might sound trite, but it really is fantastic. Your support and interaction with the station and its volunteers is 100% what drives the station on. To Aidan, Claire and ConstructiveCoding.com, our sponsors, our saviours. For no reason at all, you chose to believe in us. And more than that, you continue to believe in us to this very day. You encouraged us to be creative and do things in our own way, and we've strived to do so ever since. And obviously, thanks to FC United, who, let's be honest, could have stopped this all years ago. I'll leave it there. We didn't want to go on too long. We just wanted to thank a few people. But we are thrilled and proud in equal measure to have got to our 10th birthday. Producing radio for FC United has always been and continues to be an absolute privilege. And thank you for listening.
Hello, I'm Vince Atta, and if I'm not wearing me jester's hat, snuggled up under me Ryan Giggs duvet cover, I'm listening to FC United Radio.
Hello, I'm Wilf McGuinness, and welcome to everybody, and all the best to FC United. Radio especially.
Hi, Wilf! You're listening to FCUM Radio.
I'm Doe from the show with no name on FCUM Radio, FC and Community United.
Hi, my name's Mick Ferry. You're listening to FCUM Radio, or for come for short.
Hi, I'm Alan Gowling. Don't worry, it'll all be over by Christmas. You're listening to FCUM Radio.
Hiya, I'm Maxine Peake, and you're listening to the wonderful FC United Radio.
Hi, I'm Roy Sewell, and you're listening to FCUM Radio.
Hello, this is John Champion. You're listening to FC United Radio.
Hi, this is Ray Stubbs. You're listening to FCUM Radio.
See, all this agonising over the last month or so about what we're going to do, we should have bloody done that. That was fine. Done.
Turns out it's only under extreme pressure, Ben, that I can perform.
Well, we knew that. That's why it crept up on us and we went, right, now.
Suddenly, quick. Got to do something, Marv. Yeah. Got to do something. So
I like that. It's good.
Brings a little lump, yeah, a lump to the throat. Mm.
Mm. Yeah.
Ugh. So is that the only time that's ever going to get played? Is that what I've just done with that?
No, no. It's going on halftime FC Live.
I thought you were going to put Jack White and Gary Fisher on.
No, I'm going to do that too. But that'll go in the podcast as well. This comes my club.
Oh, will it?
Yeah.
Oh, right. It's that special.
Yeah.
Well, Ben, you haven't heard the other advert yet.
Oh.
I mean, so... You know, do you want to commit early doors or do you want to say, well, Marv, let's see how it goes?
All right. Decision pending.
Decision pending, Ben. Well, here is advert number two.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Chantel and Finton too, Stuart, James and Rock and John, keeping us all turned on. Swampy, Brian, Keg and Co, on TV and radio, Stato, Paul and Stephen Wood, making people feel so good. Wi-Fi and 3G, easier than it used to be, Tameside connectivity caused us to go crazy. The summer proms with Dan Melrose, playing songs that no one knows, shaping how the future goes, streaming on the radio. We didn't start United, but we're commentating, always celebrating. We didn't start United, but we're always cheering when we're volunteering. Swampathon, swearathon, record-breaking marathon, seller tapes, bring your own ball, podcasts at your beck and call. Armchair Army, do us proud, who could find a better crowd? Donate funds to keep us on, that could be where you're going wrong. Courses for communities and podcasts for the lower leagues, showing positivity and XFM how it could be. What's next for Ben and Marv? Never doing things by half, always striving to improve, they never really have a clue. We didn't start United, but we're commentating, always celebrating. We didn't start United, but we're always cheering when we're volunteering. Broadhurst Park and Gig Lane, Hyde United, Prestwich, Hayes. Today we have an Eton Town, sure the Reds won't let us down. From Stockholm to Ferriby, USA to Chorley, Gainsborough, Trinity, Bradford and Staley. Mash Day Pies and Hot Vimto, Congleton and Clitheroe, Bradford and Camelot. Nothing rhymes with Camelot. We didn't start United, but we're commentating, always celebrating. We didn't start United, but we're always cheering when we're volunteering. We didn't start United, but we're commentating, always celebrating. We didn't start... Oh.
Marv, yes, when I heard the first note, I did go straight away, didn't I? Oh, it's Billy Joel.
It's Billy Joel. That's lovely, Marv. You picked Billy Joel of all things.
And then it suddenly dawned on me.
Within 3 to 5 seconds, you went, oh, hang on. What have you done? Marv, what have you done to one of my favourite songs of all time? Oh, that's right. You've improved it.
Loads of things rhyme with Camelot.
Like? The only thing I could think of was former Middlesbrough centre forward Ian Baird. And I thought, I can't really use that as a reference.
Sam Baird?
Yeah.
Yeah, he played FC last week.
That would have worked fine. Yeah. But, you know, it's worth the joke.
Oh, I'll play that at halftime too.
Of course you will. Yeah. I mean, Ben, I'm assuming you're going to play that for the rest of the year. You have no idea how much work that took, Ben.
I'll put it in the jukebox. It'll be in the jukebox.
I've been working on that.
It'll be in the jukebox and it'll play randomly.
When does the jukebox get played? What times?
Midnight.
Enjoyed
that.
Courses for communities and podcasts for the lower leagues. Showing positivity in XFM how it could be.
It's good.
It does it right itself!
So,
dear.
So, yeah, pressure, Mav. You've smashed it this week.
Turns out all you need is a couple of hours and a lot of Advil. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what Advil is. I've just seen it in films and stuff.
What is Advil?
I think it's like a painkiller.
No. We don't know where we are.
Oh,
but 10 years! 10 years! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! 10! Wait for it. Happy birthday, 10 years! Happy birthday!
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
You're listening to FCUM Radio. Radio for FC United of Manchester. And nothing says radio birthdays like a celebrity with a birthday message. So, with that in mind, here's Jack White.
Oh, happy birthday, FCUM Radio. I'm Jack White.
Can I ask you a question?
You missed a trick with that, by the way. What you should have done then is go into Seven Nation Army.
I just don't know what to do.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah, some awful kazoo in the background. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is
that the question?
No. My presence on FCM Radio.
FCUM Radio.
Oh, for the love
bringing
of...
you for...
So
it's kind of ironic.
Angry. My presence on FCM Radio used to be much more prominent because I used to kind of post on the board from time to time, and I got quite bored of the forums. Not just that forum, just all internet usage, it turns out. Don't even use Facebook anymore. I've just basically... But that's a different story. I was going to talk about falling into an internet black hole, but... So I used to be kind of much more prominent. But these days, probably the only way that... And I used to do commentary from time to time, kind of go along and help out, and obviously not done that for a few years now, which, by the way... I'm still grateful for, by the way, because it means I can stay in on my weekday evenings and not have to go off to Glossop or something in the freezing cold. All right,
you're missing squirrel pie, Marv.
Ugh, Ben.
It's nice.
Ugh.
No, it is.
Ben, so all people, all the kind of current listenership and anyone new that comes on, the only thing they'll know of me is iDents and the odd advert like you're going to play today.
Yeah. And this comes my club.
And this comes my club, of course, don't it? So
Marv Sports Report.
What, do people know who I am?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is my question, really. I mean, not that I want that necessarily, but I just want to get an understanding.
You're forgetting the taxi trip I had a couple...
I'm not forgetting about year. That, no. I mean, that was a weird random taxi driver that's clearly my cousin.
Was it your mum wearing the tash?
Do people get in touch with you? I mean, do people speak to you and say, who's Marv?
No.
How do they know who
Swampy
Marv is?
Swampy said, is Marv leaving? And I went, no, why? He went, because every time he says goodbye, it's very... definite. The way you say farewell and stuff.
Really?
On Marv Sports Report, yeah.
Oh, on the Sports... Not to him, on the Sports Report.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd not really considered it, but I suppose I've got quite a formal
Steve
closing
Wood,
to
on commentary on Tuesday night, Wednesday night rather, he said, oh, I lied in on what I've done this week. It was Wednesday I went to Garton.
Oh, I think that's really getting worried about. All right.
But
thanks for the retraction.
Steve Wood.
If the Daily Mail and the Star
here,
and the Sun are the concerns
here,
that
yes.
you had. Grief.
Can you start the show again? And
we'll start again.
Yeah. So Stephen Wood said, is Marv still with us doing stuff? Because I'd like to see the Bare Necessities again.
Gee.
Still
for
doing.
For the love of Steve Wood, Steve-O, Stevie, Steve-A, just... Give it up, mate.
When we were talking about the best thing about the last 10 years, Stephen Wood said, the first thing he said was...
Stop hitting the table.
The Bare Necessities.
Is it someone's birthday?
It's FCUM Radio's 10th birthday!
Yay!
And we've had a piece of correspondence from Nick Dawson. Many great things about FC United. Radio is one of them. It would have been better if he said radio is... the best thing.
Radio's the best thing about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. But you just say
there are many
birthday.
Great things about FC United, but the best one, like Wilf says at the start, radio especially.
Exactly. Even though you're there saying, say radio.
Say radio, Wilf. Say what? Say the word radio.
Gladys Balmer's been in touch to ask for a 10% pay rise. What's 10% of zero?
It's zero.
Well, yes, you can, Gladys. That's fine.
That's fine.
Your birthday wish is on China's social platform, Sina Weibo. Sina Weibo. I'll show you the picture. It's quite interesting. It's like a birthday card, but with FCM Radio on it. And over here is a load of Chinese writing, which I can't understand.
Okay. Who sent that to us?
That's Fan Ming. We've also had birthday wishes from Russia. There you go. Happy birthday from Russia. There you go. We've also had a happy birthday from Dublin with Linda.
And I don't know why you're showing me all these. I mean, you can just tell me. I believe you.
And it's been great. It's been great, man.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah. We've had an email in, Ben.
Oh, yeah.
From Andy Comley.
Why do I know that name?
Well, Ben, you know the name because you've ignored his email previously. He says, "Hi there. Just thought I'd get in touch, send you a track from my album, Hunting for Fairies, again."
Oh.
That's right. Hope you like it and you can play it on your show at some point. If you need it in another format, please let me know. Because clearly, the first format he sent in, Ben, wasn't good enough for you.
I think I sent it to the Rambling Mancunian.
Thanks for your help. I really appreciate it. Andy, he's sent us a biog.
I sent it to Bill.
Would you like to hear the biog?
Can I just say this, a little snippet of the song?
And then would you like to hear the biog?
No.
Wow. All right. Let's just
play the song and then we can decide where it should go.
Oh. Oh, that's a shame.
What?
The song's called Hunting for Fairies Again. It's not that he sent it to us before.
Oh. Oh, I see.
I've completely misread the situation. Yeah. It's the first time he's ever sent it to us.
Bill, Rambling Mancini, forward it.
But I know this is going to go. I put on my shoes, yeah. Put on my glasses, my hat. That's an inappropriate joke. It's someone's piece of art, and I'm messing around with it. Andy, thank you very much. We will forward that to
the Rambling Mancunian, Bill Mitten.
And that's on every
Saturday and Sunday
at
10 a.m. And repeated Wednesday and Thursday at 10 p.m.
There you go.
There you are.
An absolutely lovely treat for you, Andy. So I'm sure you didn't send it to us. I'm pretty sure you sent it to the general station, not the Shindig specifically. So we've given you about 8 seconds of airplay. The Rambling Mancunian will give you much more, which is tremendous news. Anyway.
So, dear listener at home, it's now time to get your birthday pens and paper ready and put on a birthday hat. It's time for the quiz!
Yeah! That's right, 8 birthday quiz questions. Ben, I'm going to describe 8 things that happened in 2006. You have to tell me what those things are. Put that pen down. In 2006, Ben, this American songstress released her first album and gained popularity with songs like Teardrops on My Guitar and Our Song. And, despite being named as one of Forbes magazine's most powerful 100 women between 2011 and 2015, I'm pretty sure Ben has no idea who I'm talking about. So I've got a clue if you'd like it.
Yes, please.
Unbelievable. So I'll say this. Her surname is a kind of bird. Bird.
Not Clarkson, then.
Question number 2. This was the hot gaming console of the year where the controller was your playing experience. Number 3. In hindsight, a world-changing moment 10 years ago when this internet site was launched. Number 4. This American singer released Crazy under the fake name of Gnarls Barkley. Who was it? Number 5, he died doing what he loved 10 years ago, swimming in the sea, alone with nature, and a camera crew. Number 6, this world-famous publication proclaimed its man of the year to be... you. Not you, you. Number 7, OK Go jaw-dropped the globe when they released their music video featuring them on treadmills. Name the song. And finally, question 8. Something pretty major happened in the final of the World Cup 10 years ago. What was it? Those are your 8 birthday quiz questions this morning.
We got the birthday quiz for you, yeah!
And we are going to play a little bit of a song and then come back with... well, the answers to the quiz and basically the ending of the show. We've got like 15 minutes or so. We'll wrap up The Apprentice. We'll talk our way through for a bit. And we'll play Ben's Breakfast Buffet. Also coming in the next link, choosing Ben's Breakfast Buffet. Very exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not a time to prepare, have you, love?
No.
Very busy doing all of your
football things.
Your football things, you know.
We need to have football chat as well.
Oh God, let's not forget about football chat. Yeah, God, we'll do that in a minute. This is a nice little lovely song. This is The Enemy with Happy Birthday, Jane. Happy birthday, Jane.
Good morning, Jane.
Happy birthday. Trying to pick that bloody OK Go song.
Oh, don't need to swear about it, do you? I mean, that, if nothing else, is demonstrative of the fact that we are rubbish at coming up with the openings to features. All we do is say the word quiz over and over again in different tones. Anyway, let's get back to the quiz. Number one, Ben, I asked you. 2006, the American songstress who released her first album and gained popularity with songs like Teardrops on My Guitar and Our Song. And I told you her surname was a bird.
Just realised that's totally wrong.
What
but it
said?
Is a bird.
You said Sheryl Crow.
She's also Canadian.
Released her first album 10 years
ago. I've not said that.
All right. American. Young. She was probably about 16, 18 when she released it 10 years ago.
Christina Aguilera.
No, Ben, that's not a kind of bird, is it? It's Taylor Swift, unfortunately. Oh. Number two, this was the hot gaming console of the year where the controller was your playing experience.
Wii?
The Nintendo Wii is the correct answer. Do you have a Wii?
I've still got it.
You've still got it? Ridiculous.
I miss NES.
That's embarrassing. Number three, in hindsight, a world-changing moment 10 years ago when this internet site was launched.
Facebook.
Twitter, I'm afraid. Oh. Facebook was a lot longer than that, a lot longer ago. This American singer released Crazy under the fake name of Gnarls Barkley.
CeeLo Green.
It was CeeLo Green. Congratulations. That's the halfway point. What's the score?
2-2.
2-2. Ooh, into the final four. He died doing what he loved 10 years ago, swimming in the sea, alone with nature and a camera crew. I'm laughing because, right, I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at the Frankie Boyle joke that bent all off the air, which we're not going to tell on the air, but that explains why we're giggling.
Yeah.
At this question, all right? That explains it. Ben?
Steve Irwin.
Let's move on. It is correct, yeah. Number six, this world-famous publication pronounced its man of the year to be you.
Forbes.
Time magazine, Ben. Time, I'm afraid, is the correct answer. We'll come back to question seven, Ben. Question eight, something pretty major happened in the final of the World Cup in 2006. What happened?
Was this the one where Zinedine Zidane got sent off for that headbutt?
For that headbutt, it's the correct answer. For a bonus point, Ben, who did he headbutt?
Couldn't tell you, but it was cracking.
Right in the chest, do you remember?
Yeah.
Marco Materazzi was his name. Anyway, Ben, back to question seven. OK Go jaw dropped the globe when they released their music video featuring them on treadmills. What was the name of the song?
It was something like Run or Start or Stop or something like that. Oh, Stop Go? No. It was something like that.
It's like a moving word.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it.
It's an adjective.
I'm not going to get it.
Yeah. Oh, it's only four words.
Four words.
The moving word is the third word. It's not runs or stops or starts. None of those.
Here we go. About play?
It's the end of the song.
No, I'm not going to get it.
Here it goes again. Anyway, what was the final score?
4-4.
Ooh, a birthday draw.
We need
a decider. Not had to do a decider for a while. Well, I've got an empty packet of Panasonic batteries here, Ben. And there's a classic barcode on the back with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 numbers on there, Ben.
Yeah.
What I want you to do in order to win the quiz is play higher and lower.
Okay.
With these numbers. Right. I will give you I'll give you two lives.
Yeah.
All right. Seem fair?
If it's the same, it's... I can't remember what it was in Bruce's Prices, right? What was it?
If it's the same, it's your game, isn't it?
I don't know what you said, but we'll go with that rule. I don't even know what it means.
If it's the same, give me your name.
It was probably rhyming, wasn't it? If it's the same... What a shame. What a shame.
What a shame.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure you lose a life if it's the same, but I'm not going to play that rule. We'll play on, all right? Because you're only going to get to lose a life once.
Okay.
So, Ben, your opening number, it's a tricky one. It's a number five, Ben. Oh. Higher or lower than a five? Higher or lower than a five,
boo.
Ben?
I know.
Boo. Boo.
Oh, actually.
Boo.
Lower.
Lower than a five? You're saying lower than a five? It's a four, Ben! It's a four!
Oh,
yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Hang on. Let me get the applause jingle up, at least, if we're going to do this right. Suddenly this show's got exciting, hasn't it? Let's just recreate that moment, Ben. What, higher or lower than a five?
Lower.
Lower than a five. It's a four, Ben.
Yay!
Yay! It's a four. Right. Higher than lower than a four, Ben.
Higher. Higher.
Higher. Than a four.
Higher. Higher. Higher.
You're saying higher than a four. It's a one.
Oh,
it's a one.
Okay. We've still got a life.
It's still got one life to go on. I should point out at this point, Ben, that zeros are included. So higher or lower than a one, Ben?
Lower.
Lower than a one, he says. Let's have a look. It's lower than a one. It's a zero.
Yay.
Quite timid, really, considering the what's happening here in the studio. But never mind, Ben. Higher or lower than a zero?
Higher.
Higher than a zero? It's eight. Yeah, now you're into it. Oh, yeah, now you're right
lower,
into it.
Lower,
higher or lower than...
Lower.
Wait, let me ask the question. Don't get excited. Higher or lower than an eight, Ben?
What do you reckon, crowd?
Lower.
Lower than an eight. It's a five. Yeah, that's right. It's a five. Congratulations. Oh, now it's getting serious, Ben. We're approximately halfway through the numbers.
Halfway. Lower.
Oh, God, this is the best show we've ever done.
Lower.
Not even for the stuff that I planned and I prepared for this random... Oh, look, I found a box of used batteries that I really should have thrown away about 4 weeks ago.
Lower.
Lower than a what?
A five.
I forgot what we're doing. It is lower than a five. It's a three. I'm not even kidding. People think I'm joking about this, but I'll tweet a picture of it. He's
higher.
Nailing it. Higher.
Higher.
Than a, higher than a three.
Higher.
Higher than a three.
Higher.
It's not. Oh. They're mocking you, Ben. They're mocking you with their applause. It's a zero. It's another zero. Oh.
Good game, though.
Good game. But I win the quiz, so that's great news. Anyway, so...
Media review.
Media review.
Now, today's coffee is brought to you by...
Alan.
Now, the reason for that, Mav, is The Apprentice this week, we're talking a proper headshot. He was sitting there, one of the candidates, after what arguably was the worst performance from any team ever, and Alan didn't wait.
Lord,
he literally
Lord
just
Sugar.
Went...
Lord Sugar.
He just literally went... Pshw, like that.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, whoa.
Yeah, I mean, their reaction annoyed me a little bit. Because if you've lost by £40,000...
Which
that's you go for a coffee in that ruddy cafe...
Dear listener, that is not an exaggeration. It was £40,000.
If you lost by that much, and you go to that coffee shop and have one of those awful coffees, and... I'm not slagging off the coffee shop, but they do look pretty grim in those polystyrene
cups. No, I'd take that coffee. I'd love coffee like that.
I'd rather
dirty have, coffee.
I'd rather have a massage. You go into the boardroom going, if I don't get fired in the first minute here, Alan Sugar is a farce because there is literally no way of me talking my way out of this. And I've probably deserved to already go because just generally not a great person. But I don't want to make cast aspersions on people I don't know, Ben. But already have. Tricky position to be in that.
Now, he went and then someone else went and that was the end of the show. There's a couple of things I'd like to mention about The Apprentice, Mav, which is starting to get on my wick a bit. The first thing is it started to be edited a lot like an American show.
Oh, I love you, mate. It's exactly my point. That, you know when I texted you?
Yeah.
It was about 10 minutes in or something like that. It's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, this has definitely changed.
And the thing
is... I couldn't exactly put my finger on what it was they were doing, but I was like, this is now watching The American Apprentice.
The reason is, it's the reaction edits, right? When somebody says something, they edit it in a way which makes it look really awkward when it probably wasn't like that. And the other thing was as well, it made a couple of people look really rude, and those weren't actually contestants. Those were random members of the public. And I think that's unfair, because British people aren't like that.
It was raining.
It was raining, but they're not like that.
Really quite raining.
They're not awkward.
No, they're not. I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. It felt like this week, it was so much more noticeable. Like they'd really tried, maybe it was just a dry week because of all that rain. They got back in the studio and went, good God, how are we going to make this into an episode? Let's cram in a load of drama into it. Get reaction from there, and we'll just do all that. Because it was so obviously cut together. It was painful to watch.
And the other thing that's painful to watch is Karen's face. It's not working for me, Mav. It's just not working for me.
What's not working for you, Mav?
Just the whole thing. I mean, they did it again where the Northern girl was using every trick in the book to try and get sales. And that's fine. It's not like she was selling eggs with salmonella injected into them. Mm. They're just cushions. And they made a big deal about it again.
Yeah. Oh. I've read some good news, actually, about Karen. That she's going to be replaced next series by celebrity robot Tess Daly, who's going to fire lasers from her eyes at the contestants in the boardroom. So that's exciting.
Well, she can't do that on Strictly because it's a family show.
Exactly. You can't do that on Strictly. But in The Apprentice, there's no rules, Ben.
I was thinking the other day, who should present Strictly Come Dancing now, Marv?
Just Claudia by herself would be fine.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Because where the upstairs interviews, who's going to do that?
Well, Claudia, that's what I'm saying. Downstairs, the contestants do their dance and they walk over to the judges.
That would work.
Yes, it would. Tess has no place there. Who else went home from The Apprentice? Samuel.
Yes. Did he? Yes.
Yeah.
He was rubbish as well. Really rubbish. They've all got such high opinions of themselves, Marv.
My favourite thing about this week's episode was when everyone started describing Dylan as a nice guy. Oh, he's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
I'm just such a nice guy.
He's such a nice guy.
He's not, though. Have you been watching You're Fired?
No.
There's a great clip a few weeks ago, like the second week into the program, where Rod Gilbert shows a clip that everyone missed. They showed it on the program, but when they come out and win their task and everyone's hugging each other, Dylan runs up to hug Alana and realizes who it is and goes, ugh, and runs in a different direction.
Oh.
And you can just see it. I think it's obvious as plain as day. He's quite catty. There's quite a lot of... I don't think he's as the nice... When he said, oh, it's time for no more Mr. Nice Guy. Well, when did you start?
In other news, Marv,
I watched
Class on the iPlayer.
Oh, right.
Are you aware of Class?
Like I am.
Class is the new spin-off, the Doctor Who spin-off.
Right.
It's a BBC Three thing.
That's why I don't care about it.
Yeah, but Marv, you should actually, because it's really dark.
Oh, yeah?
Like proper... Oh.
Like Doctor Who dark, Ben.
No, I mean like... I couldn't watch the second episode because it was too gory, dark. There was too much blood in it.
There's too much blood in it?
Yeah, it was like literally like, oh my God, this is... Because I was thinking, oh, I'll watch it, I'll test run it, see what it's like, might get Dylan to watch it.
I'll fly up the flagpole, see how it sails.
Yeah, exactly. And I watched the first episode, I was partway through the second and went, oh, I can't watch this, it's too scary.
Can't watch it.
And the other thing I watched was Frankie Ball's US Autopsy.
Oh, yeah?
Thing. And that was quite funny. That's on the iPlayer now. I think it's on BBC Two on Sunday.
Check that out.
And it's quite good. The noticeable thing that Frankie Ball brings to the table, by the way, with his programmes that he does, it was pretty much an all-women panel.
Excellent.
Which is a big... He whenever he's done his lectures and stuff and his interviews, when he's not being Frankie Ball, when he's being just himself, he always says how there should be more female comedians on television.
Good. So. Good lad.
It's good.
Right.
Is that
it's
it?
Time.
Are you forcing me off?
Yeah, I'm going to force you off because you need to go and get your bus.
Happy birthday, Marv!
Happy birthday, Ben, and happy birthday, everybody. We're going to leave you with...
We didn't start the fire.
We're going to leave you with...
Didn't start the fire, Marv. Paul Spensley and Mike Kerwin did.
That's right.
We've tried our best to put it out, but it's still burning, Marv.
Still burning. Burned so hot and so long... Another classic finish. This is how we do it. Shindig, 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 shindig. And here is the sound of Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.